हरिः ॐ
सहनवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
चैतन्योपनयनम् Lalita Madhava. Okay, page 13, verse 31. Weeping. This is Chandravali. O Damodar, though I was unable to understand you, you brought me from far off to Vraja and accepted me out of your mercy. O ocean of good qualities, why have you now thrown me into another country and forgotten our association? Sound from offstage. Krishna, this is the enthusiasm of the city women. Garuda, look, the doe-eyed city women, in order to see you, have climbed on the palace roof. Their faces, like a host of moons, suddenly light up the sky. Krishna, with longing. O dear Chandravali, O Padma, being cruel, why have I forgotten you? I will go to Dwarka today and send messengers for you. Chandravali, seeing the auspicious fire print in front, I am joyful. Krishna. Worried. O friend, why does the astonishing sounds of anklets melt my heart? Footnote 10. Rupa is a speech using the conjecture of supposition. Here Krishna's argument by hearing the sound of Chandravali's anklets is Rupa. Because right? Before she's, now she's happy, she was saying, Madhavi's saying, we'll go back to the palace or whatever we're going to do. Then we'll meet the Brahmin, Sunanda, and then Chandravali makes the point, O fool, the sweet fire pit of auspiciousness is not available to me in the palace. Right? But then when she sees in the temple, then you have the fire, you know, where the Yajna Kund is, right?
It seems that I have seen also before in the Brahma, that Every woman was anklet, means it's Krishna is able to recognize which one. So it means it's very personal.
Well, it's just like this. Is there like one set design that everybody wears? One set design, one set, you know, size, weight, everything. When you go to the market, there's just one ankle bell. So you just have to buy ankle bell, right? Isn't it? No. Everyone has different design, different thing, different number of bells, different how it's made. That's going to be the one thing. Then two is you have how the women walk. They walk differently. So that will then make how they'll ring. And three, Krishna's very sensitive, so he notices these things. You know. Well, nowadays that's a complaint that it's not even noticed, you know. Wife will spend, you know, an hour getting ready to go out and all that. And when she comes, the husband's fine. Okay, yeah, good, we're late, you know, let's go. He doesn't notice, you know, what she looks like, how nice it is, this and that. No, come on, quick, we're late. You know, she could have come out in a potato sack and then he would have said, quick, we're late, come on, let's go. You know. You're wearing the old potato sack. You didn't like the new potato sack I gave you? No.
Once a devotee asked me on Vaikuntha, those who attend Sarupya, how do they recognize one another? They are all the same. He actually thought all exactly the same. No personal features, nothing.
Yeah. But you must be able to tell the difference.
The first place of that defense that sit in Brahma's court, they are books.
They are books?
Yeah, I thought the books are sitting there, coming from the Jewish background.
Oh, okay.
They worship Torah.
Yeah. So they're all books. Yeah, but what kind of book?
You know, that, whenever, but not people.
Where they all roll up with, you know.
So that plain Sarupya, the ornaments become important?
Yes. Yeah. That's why you need the opulence of Vishnu, because otherwise you don't have enough ornaments that you can dress differently than someone else. You know? Garuda, I previously said there was no worthy price for this priceless girl in the three worlds. Krishna, let me examine her. He glances. Ah, this girl, decorated with the sweetness of the girls of Gokula, attracts my heart. Looking again with affection. Ah, she is my beloved. Becoming confused. Today I've obtained Chandravali, cooling as sandalwood paste, who makes my heart melt like a moonstone, who agitates my ocean of passion, who gives bliss to the lotuses of my eyes, and who makes the hairs on my body stand in joy. I will go near and inspect her beauty. Madhavi, looking at Krishna, to herself. From where has the king of dancers, most beautiful in the three worlds, come? Right, because Krishna's dressed up as a cowherd, right? And so then, as a cowherd, he's famous as being the king of dancers. And so then dressed up in this way, it's perfect for dancing, because dressed like this, people will just think he's a dancer, because they won't think he's a kshatriya, like that. And so then here she's also then understand, where is this king of dancers come from? Chandravali, O fire, since I am surrendered to Krishna alone, let me take me close to the lotus feet of Krishna, more beautiful than 10 million cupids, offers respect to fire. O Purnamasi, at this time, where have you gone? Krishna, in lamentation to himself, ah, it is true. Deciding to end her life, she is walking around the fire. I will approach and catch her in my arms. Chandravali, weeping in distress. Oh, my sister Radha, will you ever meet me? Oh, dear friend Padma, where are you? Oh, Jashoda, I do not see you. Oh, Lord of my life, Krishna, not completing the sentence, she becomes stunned in bewilderment. For every birth, let my eyes rest upon the lotus feet of Krishna, with its soft, sweet smile and ears beautiful with excellent makara earrings. Krishna, embracing her. O doe-eyed Chandravali, do not burn up the world. Madhavi, in anger. O bold, impudent dancer, let go of the princess. Krishna, with tears. O Chandravali, with moon-like face, the affectionate person embracing your neck is he whom, not attaining, you consider your beautiful body to be like insignificant grass. O goddess of my life, do not create a great burden for your obedient husband. Give up your decision, it breaks my heart. Chandravali. O Madhavi, let go of me. Do not make me suffer. There are many obstacles at this moment. Right, so she must think it's Madhavi, right?
Taking a ring from her finger. Friend, place this ring before the eyes of the Lord. Putting the ring in Krishna's hand, she speaks to herself in fear. Why is her hand so hard? Because she's been embraced, but she thinks that it's Madhavi. And so then she's taking that ring and giving it to who thinks she is Madhavi, and it's Krishna. Right? So in other words, this is the purpose of illusions.
Yes.
And delusion.
Yes.
Is in connection with the pastimes of the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
So using it here, it's pretty useless.
Yes.
Right. Wiping her tears, she looks and shouts, what is this? My beloved embraces and speaks to me. She faints in bliss, falling on the ground. Madhavi, in bliss, O mother, what amazing acts of the Creator. Purnamasi enters with Bhishmaka. Purnamasi, seeing Krishna, whose lotus feet are like fresh blossoming lotuses. who removes all pain with his chakra, who stimulates boundless sweetness, Chandravali, blinded by bewilderment, will come to life just as a fish trapped on land comes to life on seeing a reservoir of water. Approaching, O child Chandravali, seeing that you have attained happiness on attaining Krishna, I am very satisfied. Please rise, raises her up with her arms. Chandravali, looking in front, speaking to herself. Why is my father here? In shyness, she hides behind Purnamasi. Krishna, astonished. Oh, Purnamasi, why have you come here? Purnamasi. Oh, Krishna, I have come out of affection for Chandravali. Bhishmaka, with respect. Jambavan previously helped me in bringing my daughter, unknown to others and against the rules, to Gokula. Footnote 11. Chandravali, the granddaughter of Karala, was brought here from Kundina by Jambavan, who lived both at Govardhan and Vindhya, on the order of Durga, who lived in the Vindhya mountain. Act 1. By this, you, whose lotus feet are the object of meditation for sages, have become the excellent husband of my daughter. Footnote 12. Giving of objects with loving words is called sangraha. Here, the king's offering his daughter to Krishna with pleasant words for the purpose of pacifying is called sangraha. Purnamasi. O Bhishmaka, you are the crest jewel of the pious. Let Chandravali, the moonlight for the lotus of your family, be offered to Krishna. Krishna to himself. I do not commit offense if I accept Chandravali instead of Radha, dearest to my life, since Chandravali is his sister. Seems the driver is in another camp. Verse 38. Bhishmaka, modestly, O Krishna, dear to Lakshmi, the relatives of my daughter make this request, that without my daughter's permission, you should not marry another woman. This is a problem. Krishna looks at Purnamasi's face. Purnamasi, O Krishna, what is the harm in accepting this condition? The foolish creator has arranged that only Chandravali remains. Krishna, O king, so be it. Verse 39. Garuda, O king, please listen. When your daughter humbly requests Krishna to associate with her friends, then your fearful stipulation will be completely relaxed. Bhishmaka, so be it. Approaching respectfully, O Lord, please accept this maidservant capable of serving you. He offers Chandravali. Krishna accepts respectfully. O king, please give permission. I will depart for Dwarka. He exits with his followers. Verse 40. Voice from behind the stage. My horse, my horse. Here is the chariot, my elephant, my quiver, my quiver, my bow, my bow. My dagger, how dreadful, I am here. Go quickly, the lusty cowherd has stolen the princess. Footnote 13. Nervousness generated from enemies or a ferocious animal, such as lion, etc., is called sambrama. Here sambrama is clearly manifested by this nervous statement. Bhishmaka, why are the agitated kings making so much noise, looking off stage? Balaram has come, bringing the Yadu army. Balaram appears with his crest jewel tilted, with intoxicated pride, yelling, I will crush the whole universe. Krishna will not be angry. O pet deer of Indra's wife, why do you laugh? The afflicted kings hide in holes like ants. Voice from behind the stage again. While Krishna, laughing and slaying the enemy, shook his bow, Dantavakra, crooked with intense fear, wailed. Cowardly Jarasandha fled like a jackal, stopped his chariot and became speechless. The merciless kings, giving up battle, threw their swords far away. Bhishmaka, in bliss, now I am without worries. Right? Because at first they started to fight. But then when they saw that Shishupal wasn't doing anything, and that, or was defeated, then they thought, why are we going to risk our life if this guy's not out here, right? If he's in the front, we're here to support, but he's not there. So then, then they all just, went away.
voice from behind the stage. Skillful on the battlefield, Krishna bound up Rukmi with pieces of cloth and humiliated him by half shaving his head. Right? It wasn't even ropes, it's just he takes some cloth, you take his chudder and tie him up and everything. Bhishmaka, worried. Rukmi, the shame of his family, should be pacified. Sometimes out of shame, a proud man will kill himself. All exit. Act 6, obtaining Lalita. Uddhava. Uddhava enters.
I think Uddhava enters before this.
Hmm? Yeah, one thing you can do is just put entering.
No. Actually, before the...
Or it should go up and be yeah. Uddhava enters, then have Uddhava. Okay, because that makes a difference in whether he's entering and saying or he's already entered and saying, yeah. Krishna, from whom Indra and other devatasak...
Devatas ask the gap.
Aha, I was thinking, wow, okay, I've never seen this Sanskrit word before. And from Indra and other devatas ask for protection from fear, now lives in a fort in the ocean out of fear of despicable Jarasandha. Who can understand the pastimes of inscrutable Krishna, who, though maintaining the life of the universe by his intelligence, approaches me for advice? Right? So Krishna does all these seemingly contradictory elements, but it's all out of affection, all out of rasa. That's the whole point, the basis of all this, is that he does all these wonderful, wonderful things because of the relationship with the Lord. So that's, as Bhagavan, he does things that don't appear as human pastimes. You know, as the Tadekatma Rupa, then in that form, as Narayana, then he controls everything, right? But we see is that as Swayam Rupa, then it's all based on the rasa. It means it's not as Tadekatma Rupa, it's not about rasa, but you see much more his control of the energies, his wonderful display, his prowess, powers, all these things. But in Swayam Rupa, then it's more that aspect of the sweetness and everything. It may have some majesty with it in Dwarka, but it's still more about the human element. So we see is that that's why it's so important to give up attachment to this application of the human existence that we have attachment for and be attached to Krishna. Then it can be manifest through that form. Right, because in the reflection, if you're attached to the reflection and you try to deal with reflection, how much taste do you get out of it?
You can get a reflection of taste.
Hmm?
You can get a reflection.
A reflection of taste, yes. A reflection of taste for dealing with the reflection. Reflecting. At this time, with my mind trying to reason, I want to see Narada to the sky. What do you say? Narada has come to the entrance of the Sudharma Hall. Okay, I will go there. Oh, what do you say? Narada has come to the entrance of the Sudharma Hall. Okay, I will go there. Walking. Oh, it is true. In front of me is Narada. Right. So many times that means they'll say who's there, and then they'll come on.
Yes.
Sometimes they're already there, and then maybe saying, yes. But then that also may be from a distance, and then they'll talk and all that while they're still in the other place. But here they'll say, and then when they come on, then you know who's coming and all that. So it's the whole idea is it's supposed to flow very comfortably because it's about how the emotions move and all this and that. That's the idea. Narada, entering. In the world, there are various excellent methods of prema in order to understand the waves of pleasure in Krishna's heart. But even the Lord of the senses cannot understand the greatness of love. Cannot understand the greatness of love that appears in the hearts of women of Braja. I will simply praise that love, looking blissfully in front. Here is the person famous as Uddhava, Bhakti incarnate, with chakras stamped on his shoulders, tilak on his forehead, attractive tulsi beads around his neck, and the Lord's garlands on his limbs and neck. Uddhava, O Lord, I offer respects. Narada, offering blessings. O King of ministers, why do you look depressed? Uddhava, O Lord, because of committing offense at the feet of the Lord. Narada, you are not capable of generating offenses. If by action an offense occurs, it is not accepted by Govinda. Uddhava, O Lord, my rashness has put the Lord into the greatest danger. Narada, what is that? Uddhava, I made a request on Krishna's behalf to... to degraded Satyajit. They put the degraded Satyajit. Narada, what was the request? I requested his extraordinary gem and his daughter. Narada to himself. This is wonderful. Your rashness will fulfill the desires of remaining gopis. Aloud, it appears that your request was not successful. Uddhava, yes. Rather, it created great difficulties. Right, because he was going to give the daughter, but he said, I think, or was thinking, but he said about the jewel and the daughter, and then the whole pastime unfolds, and then finally, then it works out. Narada, Krishna cannot be criticized if Satyajit did not obey him. Those famous in the world for having pure hearts multiply their qualities by following the instructions of the saintly. Those who are impure do not develop any good qualities. Though the bokul tree flowers because of honey from the mouths of beautiful women, the vasaka tree does not blossom at all if offered honey from the mouth. Uddhava, by not giving the jewel and his daughter, Satyajit lost his brother and his reputation. Narada, I heard that Prasena died while hunting. Uddhava, yes. Narada, it is a fact that Krishna went to search for Prasena. Uddhava, yes. This was because Satyajit spread rumors against Krishna, whose qualities destroy darkness in the world. Because of this, I am in pain. I request that you do something. Narada, how astonishing. You are the bee in the bud of bhakti for lotus-eyed Krishna. Even when a devotee acts rashly, it pleases the Lord. Then what to speak of a great devotee like you? Start to celebrate, for a joyous time has come in which everyone will see the extraordinary, astonishing Vrindavan pastimes. Uddhava, though you know the truth, why do you allure me uselessly? How is it possible for the Lord to relish the pastimes of new Vrindavana, since today he has been pierced by the lance of lamentation? Narada, why does he lament? Uddhava, the younger sister... He stopped speaking. Narada, laughing. If a man who has sight thinks his sparkling ring is lost, though it is on his finger, and then laments, what can I do? Uddhava, in astonished bliss. O Lord, the creeper of your words has slightly blossomed and agitates the bee of my mind. Please explain further. Is the younger sister really alive? Narada, why do you say living? She is staying in Dwarka. Uddhava, hair standing on end. How does she go there? Narada, without a son. Satyajit, having a desire for wealth and an attractive child, worshipped the sun god with devotion. Pleased with him, the sun god gave his friend, the Shamantaka jewel of invincible Shankachuda, and his young daughter, Radha, who is now called Satyabhama.
Here we see this act of Uddhava and Narada. Uddhava doing something, it's ultimately helping. So this is...
Okay, so it's bringing forward them coming together. Otherwise, Uddhava's looking at it that it's been something to not work it out. But Narada's pointing out how it'll bring things together. Verse 9. With affection, the sun god said to him, on the instruction of Narada, you should give your daughter to a most famous groom. By this, you will become most famous in the world. Worship of the Shamantaka gem will produce 8 bharas of gold every day. A bhara is a lot. I think it's like 40 kilos or something. No, that's a mon. Yeah, I'm not sure, but it's a lot. Uddhava, how did the sun god come to own the Shamantaka jewel?
Narada, when she went to the sun planet, Radha offered it to him. Uddhava, why did Radha go to the sun planet? Narada.
Hmm? 96 kilos.
Is one bara. 96 kilos is a bara. So that's, it's bigger than a mon, not smaller.
1 quintal generally now is...
Oh, so it's what the quintal... Okay, so before... A quintal now 100 kilos. So that's taken over from the bara. Just like the shear before, then that now has become a liter of milk. Before, a shear was like 900 ml. Right? So 96 times 8. It's like 700 something kilos. That's a lot of gold in one day.
Maharaj, also the measure of tula. Tula is 10 grams, but there is another measure of tula which is 4.8 kilos. Sometimes before when we came across one tula of gold, we thought it was 10 grams. It's 4.8 kgs. So 20 tulas is one bhara.
Oh, I see. Okay.
10 grams is two.
Well, that's what they use nowadays. They use the smaller one. Because nowadays, at least, yes, it's 28 grams, of course, in kilos. Add a few zeros to it. Narada, the sun god said to his daughter Jamuna, Kalindi, O daughter, not seeing Krishna, your friend Radha will give up her body today in the evening. Immediately bring the grieving girl here. Hearing her father's order, clever Kalindi brought grieving Radha to the sun planet. Uddhava, what happened to Vishakha, who entered the water with Radha? Narada, with a desire for friendship with Krishna, the sun god made Yamaraja's younger sister go to Gokula. There she is known as Vishakha. Uddhava. Yamaraja's mother, sun god's wife Sangya, must have been attracted to Radha because of her friendship with Vishakha, Kalindi. Oh, so Vishakha and Kalindi, okay. Okay, yeah. Because it's said that prayers to the Jamuna or prayers to Vishakha, you can offer either way. You can offer the prayers to Vishakha to Jamuna or Jamuna prayers to Vishakha. So. Like that. Okay. So what happened to Vishakha, who entered the water with... Well, she entered herself, and then they all came to the sun planet. Narada. Yes, on Samgya's orders, her father, Vishwakarma, the best architect, manifested new Vrindavan within Dwarka. She said, O father, construct Vrindavan within Dwarka, covered with creepers and trees, shining with the Bandira tree, decorated with the beauty of water, filled with the flowing Jamuna, a place which will ornament the universe so that the river of Radha and Krishna's sweetness will flow. Uddhava, why did Vishwakarma's daughter want to build a new Vrindavan? Narada, that was the request of Radha. Uddhava, what was that request? Narada, Radha said, by a violent manifestation of cruel fate which performs wicked acts, I have now been thrown far from Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, seeing Krishna's pastime place, I could be satisfied in my heart. Uddhava, addressing Radha in his thoughts, O Radha, fortunately we have been protected by the sun god who sees the three worlds. You are living with great difficulty in Vrindavan, which flowed deeply with Krishna's splendid pastimes. It would have been hard to maintain your life by intense hope alone, aloud. Then what happened? Narada, then the mother of Saturn, Chaya, sun god's other wife, spoke, O Radha, with face like a lotus flower, fresh lotus, O happiness for the three worlds. Your lover resides in the sun planet. worshipped by the devotees as Narayana within the sun eternally. Therefore, do not be agitated. Uddhava, did Vishakha not reply to this statement? Narada, why should she not answer? Laughingly, she said, O Mother Chaya, I will describe something. Please listen. That wise person cannot understand. What wise person can understand the actions of the gopis' love in serving Krishna, which wander on an incomprehensible path? Their love decreased when he showed them the astonishing forearm form of Vishnu. Uddhava, did you give instructions to Satyajit? Narada, yes. When a lion kills Prasena to take the Shamataka gem, when Jambavan kills the lion and takes the gem, and when Krishna defeats Jambavan and takes the gem, you who are sin incarnate will sink in an ocean of suffering. Footnote 14. A speech generating out of anger called Todaka here. Narada's angry words towards Satyajit appear to be Todaka. Uddhava, then what happened? Satyajit said, just as a person burnt by fire gains relief from fire, for a person like me who has offended the Lord, my shelter is the Lord alone. Uddhava, what did you say then? Narada, O crooked-hearted Satyajit, as long as the Lord, whose order Shiva and the Devatas carry on their heads, who is a lion against a bold elephant, does not come, you must keep your long-suffering daughter in the inner chambers of Krishna's palace. Satyajit then had his mother take Radha into the inner chambers. Uddhava, in bliss, you are an ocean of mercy. Though I was diseased, you have satisfied me by this elixir of Krishna's pastimes. Narada, oh, afflicted by the spear of lamentation, Purnamasi went to Gokul. She could not relish the subject. Uddhava, other than her, who will care for the younger sister of Radha? Narada, I think Vishwakarma's student is suitable. Uddhava, who is this pure girl? Narada, the famous Navavrinda, who is skillful at picking flowers in the garden near the house, though the flowers are out of season, who has great intelligence in using trees for medicine, and who can understand what animals are thinking, is living in Dwarka. Uddhava, does this forest goddess know Radha's identity? Narada, yes. She whose name indicates her nature was informed by Samgya, the wife of the sun god. Uddhava, what did she say? Samgya said, O goddess, producing all auspiciousness, you should serve Radha, who enjoys pastimes in Vrindavan, who is the main among all the gopis of Krishna, who is the sprout of wonderful pastimes not attained by Lakshmi, and who has taken shelter of Dwarka on this earth. Uddhava, in tears, O Lord, I remember all the young unmarried gopis, and I feel great pain. Narada, do not feel pain. Seeing the unspeakable condition of all the young unmarried gopis, Kamyaka Devi had Naraka steal all of them. They all worship Kamyaka with great devotion. Pleased with them, she consoled them with sweet words. Being pacified, they stay in a valley of the jeweled mountain. Uddhava, in bliss, O Lord, look, Satyajit's mother follows a covered palanquin and goes within the palace. Narada, come, let us go into the Sudharma hall and wait for Krishna. The two exit. Radha enters, followed by Satyajit's mother. I think in here, because it may not work as well in between the Vedic thing and the modern usage of the term. The interlude, because interlude just means like a gap, right?
Yeah.
Like an but here it's being used. It's a gap in the main theme by another thing.
Yes.
You know, in other words, it's an interlude because it's another how you say, you know, some other plot is running instead of the one that was going on. So like this, we have this plot running, and now we have an interlude, which is a different plot running. So this is how it would be used in the Vedic. In the modern, it just means a gap.
It's a break.
Yes, yeah, just a break.
Radha enters, follows, because we know it can't be the two exit, but it can't be an interlude or break, because if nothing's on the stage, it's the end of the act. Because by definition, when everybody leaves and that's it, the act ends. You know, because you see, all leave, or they leave, or they're the only ones left, like this. But here is those two exit, but then Radha enters. So they'll be going out one door, and the others will be coming in the other. So it just means it's an interlude. Means it's a different scene, right? Radha, painfully looking at the sky. Many girls have been born in this variegated world, but none have had. But none are. None have hard bodies like me. Giving up Krishna, even now I simply pass my time. What use are these my expectations? What use are my life airs? What use is my intelligence? Turning, why are you taking me into the inner chambers? Vridha. Who's Vridha?
This is Satrajit's mother.
Satrajit's mother, okay. Oh yeah, because it said before they came together. Okay. Oh, granddaughter, this is the order of austere Narada, Radha, to herself. I have heard that he, being a devotional girl, Guru, is affectionate to us. The sun god has thus made Satyajit follow Narada's orders. Vridha, O granddaughter, come, I will offer you to Rukmini. Chandravali enters with her associates. Chandravali, my friend Madhavi, why has my husband delayed returning after departing to search for the Shamantaka jewel? Madhavi, O princess, it seems that some other matter has arisen here. Radha to herself. The sun god said to me, O child, you should keep your name Radha secret until Krishna ties the Shamantaka jewel on your wrist. Chandravali looking. O friend, who is that old woman who is coming here with a Lakshmi who has incredible beauty? Radha, seeing Chandravali, she speaks to herself. Good, this queen emanating intense sweetness seems to have the beauty of a girl from Gokula. Vridha, approaching. Vridha doesn't just mean old.
Yes.
It does. Old. Oh, so it's like booty or something.
Yeah. Vridha with A extended, it means an old woman.
Okay.
It's A is less than Vridha. Old man.
Okay. Yeah, only they, you just call it old. Yeah, I guess in the West they say, hey, old man, or something like that. Yeah. Okay. Vridha. Approaching, O Rukmini, my son Satyajit has committed offense to Krishna related to the Shamataka jewel, offers his daughter Satyabhama to Krishna. You should treat her with great affection as a dear friend. Radha to herself, let the old woman talk. I have simply come here trusting the order of the sun god. Chandravali, O respected lady, I am fortunate I have attained such a friend. Return home, I will certainly take care of Satyabhama. Vridha, I do as you say, O queen. Exits. Chandravali, aside. O Madhavi, look, the beauty of Satyabhama will make my husband break his promise to my father. Though I am sober, I am swooning because of her beauty. Footnote 15. The fear that is being generated due to the enmity of a rival is called Udvega. Here, Chandravali's agitation by seeing her co-wife is taken as Udvega. Huh?
Interlude.
Yes, a different rasa. And the guy is stuck. Job. Because there's something just to come in, drop, go. But no, he has to get stuck. Huh? Yeah, rasa, yeah. Yeah, so it goes to the thing here. Here is fear, but I think right now it goes more with the previous one of the anger. What was the previous one? Narada chastising the Satyajit. Three different people have an idea.
They have three different ideas how to get out.
And so first they argue over which idea, and that way they waste If they had tried one after another, they would have already been gone, but they argue over it and it's still there. Okay. Madhavi, O queen, you speak the truth. Her beauty has confused you. Chandravali, O friend, stop praising me. There is nothing comparable to her beauty. Looking again, her glance is devoid of fickleness. Her breathing has destroyed the redness of her lips. Her cheeks surpass the whiteness of a conch shell. The condition of this girl simply astonishes me. Madhavi, she must have great love for some man, just as Amba, the princess of King of Kashi, did. Chandravali, by the complexion of her limbs, she resembles the girls in separation from Krishna. How can she display such natural, sweet beauty in spite of suffering? Footnote 16. With a partial symptom of assuming about something is called anumana. Here, seeing the feature of Radha's sweetness, even in her depressed condition, and assuming that she must be suffering due to the separation of Krishna, is taken as anumana. Now backwards. Jaw. Come, let us examine her mental state. Approaching. My dear friend Satyabhama, I swear to you that my heart has great affection for you. Radha, to herself, she does not lie, my heart feels the same. Aloud, O princess, I am very fortunate. Chandravali, O fortunate girl, why are you sad? Radha, O queen, I am despondent because I have been suddenly sent here by my father. Chandravali, O friend, do not lament. I will offer you to the king, my husband. Radha, in misery, O queen, if you truly have affection for me, then do not speak in this way again. She offers respects with plaintive words. Chandravali, O friend, speak up. Why do you desire to live here? Radha, you should keep me in a place where I cannot hear the name of a man, so that my vow can be completed. Chandravali, aside, speaking with bliss. O Madhavi, by good luck, she has requested just what we must do. Get Navavrinda, who has been given Krishna's cloth and garlands, and bring her here. Madhavi to herself. She has given good advice. Since the king will never enter New Vrindavan, on the pretext of the queen's orders, I will bring Navavrinda, making her swear to keep Radha's whereabouts secret. Exits. Radha to herself. Why does this queen resemble my friend Chandravali? Madhavi enters with Navavrinda. Madhavi, O queen, Navavrinda has come. Chandravali, O Navavrinda, you should meet my friend Satyabhama. Navavrinda, looking with pain, she speaks to herself. Offering me Krishna's used garlands and clothing, and making me take the oath of secrecy. Why does Chandravali offer Radha to me? Radha to herself, is this Navavrinda approaching? Navavrinda to herself, what misfortune! I have made this oath out of carelessness. Now I am finished. Radha, in tears to herself, is this his yellow garment? She looks while greatly disturbed. Navavrinda to herself, seeing after a long time Krishna's yellow cloth, more attractive than the golden line of Lakshmi. Radha undergoes intense transformations difficult to suppress even with great effort. Footnote 17. Understanding the sentiments of meeting the goal of mindset is called krama. Here, understanding of inner mood of Radha by Navavrinda and also Radha seeing the garment that belongs to her object of thought is explained as krama. Can you hear? Is it worth it? because for me it's not going very well. So I think we'll end here. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.